Young Blake LaPerriere found this tree during an August family outing near a beach on Kruzoff Island, west of Sitka. The trunk and branches were charred as they were buried in hot volcanic ash and debris thousands of years ago, but they remained upright and became visible this year as ocean waves washed away some of the surrounding material. Forest Service geologist Jim Bechtel took samples and sent them off to a lab. The results came up with the age.
About 13,180 years ago.
He says that generally corresponds to earlier tests on other ancient items found in the ash area. But those results were in question, and these aren't.
This has low probability of any kind of contamination, and it's definitely contained in the flow. And you can see that from the deposit, there was a couple different surges of that eruption. So you know that this tree was living on the landscape and got encased in this very, very hot pumice ash at the time of the eruption.
The tree age provides a firm date for the explosion at Crater Ridge, a cone near Mount Edgecombe, the region's most visible volcano.
There was a relatively large eruption that blanketed a good portion of southeast Alaska with volcanic ash.
Bechtel says about 2.5 inches covered much of Baranoff Island, parts of Glacier Bay, and as far east as Juneau. So any time it's found, it dates what's above or below. That same ash layer has also been found in Sitka Sound, a large ocean bay next to the volcanic area. That's no surprise, but it was in layers of freshwater sediments.
We know that Sitka Sound itself was elevated above its present location and a non-marine environment. It had a freshwater lake in it.
In fact, it was almost 200 feet higher than it is today. Bechtel says that's due to weight and pressure from advancing and retreating Ice Age glaciers. Tests also established the tree as a Sitka spruce, which of course grow in groups. So, does that mean there are more charcoal trees under the ash?
Without a doubt. There was a forest growing there that just was rapidly buried.
Bechtel says tests on the tree revealed nothing earth-shattering. But, like so much in science, it added information that will help the experts shape a better picture of volcanic Alaska. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.